Good afternoon, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Fine. Hopefully joining us is going to be Jack Mullen. We're having a little communication issue to get the numbers out because we're all doing things from remote locations, myself included. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. Sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than cavalry, and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're moving to Seattle and many other places in the world. And you cannot even believe the information that's coming out of Seattle. A large weapons shipment arrived there by freighter a couple of weeks ago, and they're passing out AR-15s. RT has a video of the Jazz leader passing out guns to probably minors and people who aren't all that familiar with firearms. And they're prepared for some sort of radical action coming on very, very soon, possibly to a neighborhood near you. And one of the big reasons for that is June 21st is a nationwide Luciferian march in many cities in the United States. And they are going to flex their muscles. We're going to see one in Jacksonville, Raleigh, North Carolina, Cincinnati, Columbus, Washington, D.C., Madison, Wisconsin, Buffalo, New York, Niagara Falls, New York, and, of course, Salem, Oregon. This is something that is not to be taken lightly. The dark side is making a move, a very, very serious move. And you have to be prepared for what could be an insurrection or down-and-out civil war. I was given a video from a former reporter, a former professional reporter who's now working as a alternative reporter, Diana West, and it was just absolutely shocking. She gets into the betrayal of all the generals and how they are being organized for a corporate coup. And this is just terrible, terrible news, really, but it's not something that we should be not counting on. Former General McChrystal has joined an initiative called Defeat Disinfo that uses an information warfare tool developed with taxpayer funding from DARPA to fight ISIS propaganda, but is targeting pro-Trump social media accounts for the benefit of the Biden campaign. Pro-Trump accounts will be tracked with artificial intelligence and network analysis to map discussion of the president's claims and then attempt to intervene by identifying the most popular counter-narratives and boosting them through a network of more than 3.4 million influencers across the country. In some cases, paying users with large followings to take sides against the president. That was something I mentioned before about Thomas Jefferson talking about the media, the newspapers in his day, about the army of people putting up these narratives way back then. So nothing has changed. 3.4 million in that army. Some of these videos are on Forbidden Knowledge TV, but I find that site's jamming a lot. They're interfering with it on purpose. So a lot of these famous generals who are in the Middle East are part of what they call the globalist entities or military-industrial globalist complex with close ties to the democratic side. And this is going to be a very, very alarming state of affairs because these generals know how to do these insurgency operations. And I don't think Trump is up to standard in counterinsurgency operations. They are quite familiar with how to get weapons to people who are going to be combatants in this field. And we can see very, very clearly that there's a pattern to disarming the American people to make them helpless. I'm in Canada, so that's a big, big factor up here is to deprive us of arms. The recent gun edict, because it's not exactly a law, they just gave the power to our federal police, the RCMP, to seize prohibit at will whatever they like, and they don't even have to tell anybody what they've done, which makes it kind of difficult to obey a law if you don't even know what it is, because they won't tell you. It's a secret. It's a star chamber type of approach, to say the least. But there's a big push to disarm the citizenry to make us helpless. And we can also see there's a big push to disarm the police, defund the police, disband the police to make them helpless, because we all come from a common source. We're human. And the world is changing from a point of time where we're going to go from flesh and blood to circuits and chips, the Antichrist era. I've spoken on this a lot, and I'm quite happy that a guest I had on last year has done the same thing as well, and that was Rosa Corey. She was on this Forbidden Knowledge TV as well. I couldn't see the video because it was blocked out. It took so long to load, and then there was nothing there but an empty page. But she's catching on, too, that the artificial intelligence beast, the monster, is being prepared for us to rule us and run us. And I believe I mentioned last time up at bat that, you know, while we see the dysfunction in police being heavily revealed to the masses in very unflattering ways, we also see that New Zealand brought out the first android police that actually looks like a human being called Ella. And this is where they want to take us, ultimately, is to have artificial intelligence run everything. And the whole concept of these so-called agitprops that are going on are part and parcel of this. They're scaring us into submission, trying to force us to be, you know, afraid of joining or uniting together because of their mythical disease that I no longer believe is a disease. The riots are orchestrated as well to get large number of people into the streets in a pre-up to the ultimate insurgency that's going to come. As I heard from Alex Jones's website, I don't know if his numbers are accurate, but he was saying $1.7 billion a few days ago I saw it, were raised by corporations to give to Black Lives Matter. That's a very, very serious state of affairs. And the port of Seattle, where this ship came in, you know, makes it quite prominent that they support Black Lives Matter as the first giant message on their page. So that's kind of like flying a certain flag, the pirate flag of some sort of insurrection that's going to become. And they're so determined that in this article by Miss West, she made it quite plain that they are even prepared to contemplate using a mini nuke to take out President Trump if necessary. And we're basically seeing BLM become a de facto government, where they're making edicts that elected representatives have to follow, and that organizations that are supposed to be serving the people must follow, that no one can make any counter comment or argument about anything. And that is just absolutely terrifying. Here in Canada, we had a horrible, horrible event where we have basically people from power families being just completely taken away from any type of sane, reasonable comment. And it is just absolutely scary that this mob mentality can have that sort of power, that these people don't even resist to the slightest. One was Wendy Mesley, a CBC hard-time left liberal reporter, was banished and punished from the network for making a comment that didn't suit their fancy. Jessica Mulrooney, fashion stylist and television host, given the boot from ABC TV, CTV, and other business things for getting into some sort of discussion with a media influencer about Black Lives Matter. Just like that, that's a very powerful, you know, family here in Canada. Stockwell Day, former cabinet minister, minister of our state security, you know, being pounded out for making a guest appearance on CBC Power and Politics, saying that Canada is not a racist country and most Canadians are not racist, and that he doesn't see systemic racism. For that, he had to resign from the law firm he worked at and was booted off the board of directors for one of our phone companies called TELUS. Kathleen Lowry, a professor of anthropology at the University of Alberta, had classes canceled because of student complaints. So it's just like the lynch mob mentality going after people. Rex Murphy, a reporter for the National Post, making comments and being, you know, just put on the rack for expressing the wrong opinion. And then the commissioner of the RCMP, Brenda Luckey, being chastised by the prime minister for saying that her police force isn't systemically racist, and then being corrected and having to come out and lick the boots of the mob. That is, you know, a horrible state of affairs. So where do we go from this? Hopefully in an upward direction, because this is the time. President Trump is not in a position, really, that he can really take on all this on his own. He doesn't know who are traitors or who are not. I said last year that sheriffs should form posse, that Trump needs his own, you know, basically federal private army, because this is the way it's going to go. There's going to be a conflict that the United States probably hasn't seen since the mid-19th century, akin to the Civil War. This is the matter, and this is where people have to really get together. You can, you know, in your families, in your communities, start to organize yourselves to be ready in case there's social unrest, to protect each other, because it could get that bad very, very quickly. And this is just absolutely mortifying that we can be pretty much shot with our own weapons or techniques that we use and be made prisoners in our own lands, in our own homes, by this power of the mob. That's why I almost look at BLM as almost being a de facto government as it stands right now, just sitting and waiting for the official government to be removed. We see that many times in insurgency operations in many, many countries where the de facto government is in the wings, all set up, waiting to go. It's just a matter of taking out the present leader, whether it be like Mossadegh or someone like him, and just replacing him or assassinating him. I heard as well that Biden made some type of horrible comments against the president to take him out of his skin. Well, that's something they used to do in Afghanistan, too, is skin you alive and burn you on the hot sun. But if President Trump made a comment like that, I'm sure the news channels would have that front and center on everything, and we'd never hear any other type of news at all, period. In watching one of these things that was on Fox News, undercover nurse, New York hospital, didn't properly isolate coronavirus patients. A nurse from Florida, Erin Marie Olszewski, was working at Elmhurst Hospital. After listening to the full interview she made, which is on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, along with a lot of other jewels, I do not believe there ever was a COVID, that it's all been made up, that the genetic material they find when they test you is at best a compendium of refuse that can be found in many, many things that many, many people carry. In a nutshell, what she said is everyone who walked into her hospital was pretty much assessed as COVID, even though she takes photographs of reports and monitors with her cell camera to show that that's not the case, that they mixed positive and negative people together. They're after you to stay 6 feet apart, but they put patients without in with patients who have, with reckless abandon. She said 90% of the people who were ventilated were killed by a pressure injury. And then the use of very, very heavy drugs, including fentanyl. I'm not up on all my drugs for knocking people out for surgeries and things like that. She goes through the list, but fentanyl alone is pretty good. She said the only person she knew that survived was a drug addict. And the only way he survived is because his tolerance level was so high, he came out of his sleep, realized he's on this ventilator and it's hurting him, and he pulled out his own tube. and he survived. But everybody else, she says, flat out, just like another nurse who was having a nervous breakdown on this event, that they were murdered, flat out. And that other nurse said she called Black Lives Matter and nobody cared because there's no narrative for this, for regime change or revolution. So to kill black people en masse really didn't matter. It was a profit-based motive, it appears, from the Florida nurse, as Dr. Jansen said as well in his interviews on the media, that it's $13,000-something dollars for a COVID patient, $39,000 to intubate, and only $4,000 for pneumonia from Medicare, Medicaid. And that seemed to be the fundamental thing, is to balance the books. That's a horrible state of affairs. A horrible state of affairs. And that we're allowing all this to happen while we shiver in fear in our homes, in our communities, believing this narrative that they put on TV is absolutely shocking to me, because it's a lie. Everything about it is a lie, a manipulation to take us into a trap where we will be enslaved, all of us. That's the funny thing, in a way, about this big issue of slavery, is we're all slaves. We have our birth certificates. They're a bill of lading in Admiralty Court, as I understand it. So we're all chattel to some sort of debt system. There really isn't anybody truly free except the odd person who claims it and tries to be a free man in the movement. While I was going through, you know, some of my old things, I came across a book that I had forgotten about and probably saved it just for today, but it was about white slavery. The book is called White Cargo, The Forgotten History, and we always forget our history, of Britain's white slaves in America. 300,000 of them. Mostly they were Irish, and they were brought to Virginia, the women to be used as brothels and the men as workers. One of the other big things they did is they rounded up the urchins, or, you know, the little children who were probably orphans, and they didn't go to, one of those happy places where you could ask for another bowl. You were sent into indentured servitude. And that just doesn't seem to be part of the narrative or the dialogue. The only slaves that have ever been can only be black and no one else. The whole concept of slavery is people are owned by the indentured rich people. Period. That's what it's all about. And it doesn't matter what color you are. It just matters about how much money you got. And that's the thing. And that's the way out of the trap, to realize what we're caught into. They're pushing so much to bring in revisionist history. So one of the things that just marveled me was, they're pulling Gone with the Wind from Netflix or something. Not that I would ever participate in a big, giant conglomerate like that to give them my money. And this is the era. Nothing is ever going to change that. So I was discussing that with a reporter, former reporter, retired in Toronto, who's a big-time liberal, and words came into my mouth that I wrote down to make a Georgism out of it. History will never be changed if no one ever sees Gone with the Wind. History will be better understood if people do. And the mob doesn't want you to know your history, doesn't want you to understand. It's just like some sort of communist thing to erase history. So a new history appears, Big Brother's history, and that's all that matters. And no one can ever talk about or think about anything else. When you think about the Civil War, the white privilege ended very, very fast. And people were put into a survival scenario of being a refugee to escape. And that included the rich people. So there's a classic picture of Rhett Butler and Scarlett escaping with the other soldiers, fleeing with the clothes on their back. That is a real war. And then the response to that era was Sherman's March to the Sea. And brother slaughtered brother and did scorched earth policy against Butler because you were all Americans. that was probably a punishment battalion and something you'd expect more from the Nazis than from Americans. The war was lost. It should have been lost with dignity, not atrocity. And that would make a better country. But that seems to be not part of the narrative either. It's just forgotten conveniently because it doesn't fit the narrative that they're using to get brother to fight brother again and enslave us. We can't allow that to happen. Or the next war just may be one you'd never want to get out of bed for, because the weapons we have now are just so, so powerful. These types of firearms that we have take up for a large, large number of muskets that they had back in those days, and that was bad enough. So we're going to be coming up to the break soon, and as I'm getting on, I imagine Jack is waiting in the wings, I hope, and we can add some good American dialogue to the debate. I apologize for our numbers not being ready. We are all in a state of flux, working at various places where we're working and not having things handy. I just thought that his number went along like usual by some magic pulled in the background and expected it here today. But we do have Jack. Okay, you're there, Jack.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm here. Good man. I'm going to have to write your phone number on my arm to keep it handy for the next time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess you've been tagging along there for a little while. I'm glad you're hooked up. So you carry on with a few comments to the break, and then we'll get you carrying the ball more in the next half.
Okay. Well, I mean, I listened to what you said there, and I couldn't agree with you more. I think that that the music has started, and I'll talk to you.
And you're going to dance on the other side of the break.
Yeah.
Okay. God bless you, Jack.
Okay.
God bless you too, Power Hour Nation. We're going to need it.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc, inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, joining us, Jack Mullen, to give a Geis American perspective to all the things that are going on. A friend sent me a quote that is supposed to be from Nikita Khrushchev when he was visiting the United States. Snopes tried to make a big deal about it, that, you know, it was said by three different occasions to different people who all said he said it. But it's like, I've said words many, many times, dozens over the years, so it wouldn't surprise me that he said the same words many times himself. And Google kind of blocks you from getting to words, but he said, your children's children will live under communism. You Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright, but we will keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you will finally wake up and find you already have communism. We will not have to fight you. We will so weaken your economy, sounds like COVID, until you fall like overripe fruit into our hands. The democracy will cease to exist when you take away from those who are willing to work and give to those who would not. There are 8 levels to this. Healthcare, poverty, a rise in it, debt, an increase in it, gun control, remove your ability to defend yourself, welfare, so that you can take over people's lives to make them dependent, education, to take control of their minds, religion, remove the belief in God. It's probably why they're having the March to Satan on the 21st. Class warfare, divide the people into wealthy and the poor, eliminate the middle class. It sounds like COVID too. This will cause more discontent and make it easier to tax the wealthy to support the poor. Sounds like a recipe that is stirring in the pot as we speak. I also had a quick thing. I heard 3 New York City policemen were poisoned in some place, which is a terrible, terrible thing, because we are all the human race, and the war is against us, the human race, to get us to kill each other to save the artificial intelligence satanic system from doing it for us, or doing it to us. And this is something we have to remember. You know, we have to be true to our species overall to fight this monolithic thing. Bill Gates is supposed to have developed this tracking app 6 months before all this started to happen. Sounds like he knew, and he's preparing the noose to put us in. Welcome aboard, Jack. What comments do you have on any one of the major, major components coming apart to destroy this great nation, the United States?
I got lots of things to say, but you know, that just that comment there, where it appears that Gates is in Africa with one of the American congressmen, guy with the last name Rush, also a black man, a preacher, working on how they're going to create that legislation, the COVID tracking legislation, which was called 6666. I mean, it's just unbelievable that the people that will come together at the end to sell out their nation. You're talking about the police. I saw a quote from Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Attacks on the police is an old communist tactic, he said. To eliminate law enforcement, the Bolsheviks successfully unleashed widespread attacks on police in the run-up to the October Revolution. And then we have the man, Yuri Bremenov, the former Soviet defector. He's dead now, but he spent years trying to warn America about what was happening. He wrote a book called Dear America, and in it, you know, he outlined how communism secretly manipulates a certain type of personality type and infiltrates, and they get inside the education system and they take over, you know, various social organizations like Black Lives Matter and that sort of thing to create division between people. And you know, one of the things he said was those people that are involved with these organizations, like Black Lives Matter, he called useful idiots. And he said that at the minute or the moment when their work is done, they will all be shot. And I think that that's clear to me that that's what's going to happen to them. After all, you don't want them to turn on you after they figured out they've been just used as some form of a tool. And this quote from Israel Cohen of 1912, we must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tensions. By propounding into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will endeavor to instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise in prominence in every walk of life, in the professions, and in the world of sports and entertainment. And with this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with whites and begin a process which will deliver America to our cause. That came from a book published in 1912 called A Racial Program for the 20th Century. So, you know, it's not something that's a new idea, and it's hundreds of years old. But now it's come to fruition, and I don't know that you can put the genie back in the box. It seems like it is now running on its own power, which is what they like for their revolutions. You know, they work hard to get them started, but they expect them to self-ignite. And in the United States, that's been hard, and we still don't know. Rioters will continue to riot, especially as we found out in Seattle, being communists that they are, they ran out of food. And from what I understand from pieces of information, door-to-door to businesses, they are saying, you're going to have to pay some protection money in order for us to, you know, not destroy your business or to completely loot it for our needs, including food. So communism does quickly run out of food. That's one of its age-old problems. And so it consumes itself in the end. But we'll see. We'll see how long people can continue to be excited about breaking and entering and destroying stuff instead of sitting at home watching some sports and drinking, you know, some cold beer. So anyway, there's just so many things that we could talk about here today. I see, you know, one of the things that I like talking about is trying to tell people that, you know, pretty soon we're going to have this vaccine show up at our door. And to me, that seems like where we have a bifurcation point coming, where many people that I know, and I don't know any that aren't this way, but I'm certain that if I tried hard enough, I'd find them, feel like they're going to say no to taking these vaccines. I see that the company AstraZeneca has just received, some 400,000 orders for their vaccine that they are in the process of testing right now. I'm sorry, 400 million. And 300 million of those are designated to go to the USA. And this company happens to be one of the companies that Bill Gates financed, or he put up $750 million to support their creation of a vaccine. This company is involved with many lawsuits. I mean, they're just another criminal organization that has to pay their way out of the damage that they do all the time. The same with all these vaccine companies like Merck and Pfizer and the rest of them. The vaccine courts protect them and shield them from any type of lawsuit on their business model. But at the same time, the vaccine courts are paying billions of dollars. It's over $4 billion since it's been created. That the vaccine will be, because most people don't know that they've been vaccine damaged, you know, because their lives change slowly. Now, lots of unfortunate people, their lives will change almost immediately. And, of course, the rise in autism can be directly attributed now to vaccinations. And we see we have, what, one out of 22 young men. Babies, boys are now destined to be autistic. So when you take your child to a doctor and he's got a white lab coat on and he tells you that they're safe and effective, you have no idea what you're getting, and neither does he. And if you happen to have a little boy and he's the unlucky number one out of 22, then you've just condemned his life to misery. And, something that at this point can't easily be cured. It can be mitigated to some extent. But anyway, the vaccines are being pumped out, and we don't know what's in them. And we know for certain that they haven't been tested. And I don't believe anyone cares, because we can tie this entire agenda that we're witnessing, we're living through, the coronavirus hoax. I agree with your comments, George. There is no coronavirus. Now, there are different things that can be presented as a virus, as you know. Even if you recently got a flu vaccine, you'll present with what they call coronavirus. But there's no gold standard. There's no way to measure properly something that would be considered a bit of genetic material that was identified and repeatedly called the coronavirus that's doing all the damage. So we know they make up the tests, and the results are basically random, and that's just round one. Then round two was this application of the riots, and that seems to be in lockstep with the idea of the lockstep paper that was written in 2010. And this is the next thing that Americans have to deal with. Obviously, it was contrived, and so. And then the people that are doing the rioting and so forth are professionally funded and trained. These people from Antifa can be shown to be trained, highly trained, many of them not from the United States, many of them from Mossad or from Jordan, from areas in the Middle East. And so now that's the next wave. It's just one step after another. In an attempt to break down civilization, much in the same way that was done in the Bolshevik Revolution, the same way it was done in the French Revolution, the same way it was done in the English Revolution. And so now we have the final stages of this. The majority of Americans wake up and see it. They don't have the ability to have any education because their education was removed by the same people that are now creating this problem. You know, the education systems were infiltrated in the 1950s in the United States and replaced with Marxist, cultural Marxist type of educational systems. And the people no longer get any real information from their churches. And so there's no good way for people to get this information. They're certainly not going to get it from the mainstream media. It's 100% controlled, absolutely opposite of what is actually happening. The truth that they say is only discernible by taking their words and flipping them over. Everything now is inverted, and up is down, down is, you know, up. And a safe and effective is means that you're going to be harmed effectively. And it's just an incredible time to be alive, I suppose. It's a sad time to be alive in the sense that such good intentions could so easily be disturbed and destroyed. And you mentioned the Civil War, which was probably the beginning of all this and the first steps in the dialectic they were trying to create, the North against the South. You know, the question is, who was the real, who really committed treason in the Civil War? And you know, it was the North that attacked the South, and that's basically the definition of treason. It's if you attack your government. And so anyway, now we come to 1913, and we see, you know, the introduction of the Federal Reserve, the introduction of the income tax law, the removal of the state's right to elect their own congressmen. We see the Anti-Defamation League is created in 1913. This is a watershed period. It's one of those critical times. You know, at that point, from that point on, the U.S. was basically doomed because the enemy could then create their own money. And as they created it, they stole the Americans' wealth, because every time they created a new dollar, they devalued the old. Plus, they charged the unwitting American interest on the dollars that they created, and Americans paid it in the form of income tax, which was created, strangely enough, in 1913. So we had everything in place for today, but most people couldn't see it. And I can't believe that it could just happen this fast. I thought we had more time. And now, you know, it looks like time is running out. It looks like they've got Agenda 21 all set to go and getting ready to pack the people into the cities and take away our rights to use the land. You know, the Hunger Games, the way it was created, the background of that story is certainly an idea of what they have in mind for us in the future. So you and I were talking offline about what are we going to do about this, and, you know, we talked about the fact that there are many people waiting for the first things to happen that require them to push back physically, and so we've got that yet to look forward to. We know that Americans are still armed. We know that there are a lot of people, I mean, certainly millions, who are awake and know what's going on, probably the same thing in Canada. And because we're still armed and because we haven't gone the way of most of the Western countries, New Zealand, Australia, all of Europe, Britain, we still have the ability to defend ourselves if we know what we're defending against and who really is the enemy. And I think that's the hard part today for most people, is to decide who the enemy is in this case. And I think if we can get over that problem, we still have a fighting chance. Don't you think?
Well, I think the enemy was, when they wanted to have this march on Area 51, that you'll find the enemy underground. And that's where the secret hidden hand is that's really running everything. That is, you know, whether you want to call it the aliens or whatever hidden civilization is really trying to, you know, wreak havoc upon us. You sent me the, you know, the link to the book Child's Hood End, and I watched the three-part sci-fi miniseries on that. And that enemy, you know, clearly was revealed as Satan, and on the 21st they're having that clear march for Satan, and I think that is the ultimate enemy. That is what's described in things I've said before about the Gaia movement and that woman who set up the Lucifer Lucis Trust, which is part of the United Nations, that they are the hidden hand that we don't see. It hasn't been revealed to us, because if they did reveal to us, the shock of it would just overwhelm us. And there's no way you could not, you know, fall off your couch, fall off your porch, or fall off anything to realize we've been had and what the who and what the enemy is, and not to want to submit to it because it's just so hideous and horrible. So that's something for people to keep in mind about that. There is supposed to be a biker's road trip going to Seattle to, you know, Bikers for Trump is supposed to clear out the Chaz area, but maybe they're walking into an ambush if all these people are armed to the teeth. And you're not. So, right. You know, this solstice day, the 22nd, 21st, 22nd, and the, you know, the 4th of July may bring on some real fireworks like haven't been seen in a long, 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 long time. So be careful, be ready. If you're on the West Coast, because we do go on a station on the West Coast, you know, keep an eye out for the ports, which ships are coming in, especially if somebody's moving something late at night. If you're a night owl, you know, you see arms shipments being moved about, photograph what you can and get it out online somehow, or send a copy to Power Hour Nation so that we can, you know, report on it and get it going further to show what locations are actually going to be under assault. I'm sure most of these weapons, like the bricks, have already been deposited in strategic locations.
Yes. So like a video game where things just pop up, you know, when you need them, like some health or you find a weapon. Anyway, it's certainly something that's going to be interesting, that the fact that the city itself is allowing this area to be occupied is something bizarre. You know, thinking of Yuri Bezmenov again, you know, he talked about ideological subversion and psychological warfare. I seem to lose my voice. Definitely we have ideological subversion going on in the state of Washington, and in particular the hometown era of Bill Gates, where it's certainly not where he was born, but he made a lot of money there. And we know that the coronavirus started in Seattle in the United States as well, which, and its beginning is a bit shady. So I suspect that the fireworks will begin in the state that's named after our greatest general, and somebody that, you know, I think about a lot, because instead of looking towards Trump for help, you know, we need to think outside of the box here and visualize people like George Washington as the founders looking over us and giving the advice, and from their words and inspirational moments that they had during the Revolutionary War, we can think about it again in the same way, and we can, you know, overcome, because there's nothing in this government that's going to help. It's all part of the plan now. Unfortunately, Donald Trump announced that he was the chosen one, and that's what he was chosen to do. And you know, we all know that if he were really opposed to any of this, there are many things he could do. I mean, he can snap together an executive order in 5 minutes on anything that seems to be restrictive. But nonetheless, that's where we are. And we're surrounded by all these corporate entities that are funding Black Lives Matter. For, you know, everybody that we know, from Amazon to American Express, Bank America, Ben & Jerry's, BMW, Burger King, Citicorp, Coca-Cola, Dell, DirecTV, Netflix, you name it. They're all mailing money to these organizations. Even the state of Maryland's state teachers union funds takes money from the teachers and delivers it to Black Lives Matter. And, of course, these organizations are basically communist, Marxist ideological groups that are not intent on anything, not constructive. They're not about race. They're about destroying our culture and producing identity crises between groups of people, and to use their power of victimhood to dominate what were, you know, just basically average American, tax-paying, middle-class Americans, you know, bring down our civilization. So these companies need boycotted, and that's one of the things that we can do. I mean, we have some limited things that we can do, but when you get a chance to shop at Target or Walmart, but there's still somebody struggling to run a business in town, go there first. They've closed these businesses on purpose. Now, it's about removing competition. It's about removing self-empowerment. It's about removing the ability to take care of yourself and make you dependent on this government. And the destruction of the American dollar is in full-scale, massive, ongoing, daily destruction. They're printing trillions of dollars. Trump just asked for $1 trillion. And they're planning another bailout of the public. And in addition to the background, they're buying and nationalizing everything they can get their hands on. And then in the meantime, they're buying vaccines so that they can dump them on us in the when the time comes. So anyway, there's things that can be done. People can boycott some of these things, and they can speak out publicly, and they can ask their friends to take off the masks and not play their part as a crisis actor, because everyone in this country basically has been taught to be a crisis actor. And they're doing it. There's nothing killing anyone, and the way in which they wear the masks and the way they go out and interact with everything except around their mouth is clearly, not consistent with good health practices. You're not going to keep a true virus, if there was such a thing, out of your body by going out with a mask on that can't possibly protect you because of its the granularity, the size of the pores that are in the mask are too large. But worse than that, your eyes are exposed. Hands handing back and forth pens and credit cards and touching, these ATM machines and the other things that are in supermarkets, et cetera. So we know that it's just theater, and unfortunately, most Americans are just playing their part as a crisis actor, and the same way in Canada. And I feel sorry for those people because they're being made a mockery of. I mean, they look like fools wearing a mask that couldn't possibly work, only to harm their own breathing. And so,
indeed,
thank you, George.
We got to cut off there, Jack, because we're coming to the music. Thanks for coming out. As Yuri said, the highest art of warfare is not to fight at all, but to subvert anything of value in the country of your enemy until such time that the perception of reality of your enemy is so screwed up to such an extent that he's not perceive you as an enemy. You can take away your enemy without a single shot being fired. So load up your minds. Prepare for battle. See you next time on Power Hour Nation. I'm George Flynn from Canada. Bye.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.